Welcome to Route 16, service to 15th and Market.
Listen, bro, I'ma swipe you wand and I'ma slide it back to you, alright, bro?
Developing now, shocking video released by SEPTA's Transit Union will make anyone who commutes into the city uneasy.
Big man, little man. No, but really, what are you mad at?
Yep, it's your girl, POC. Tune in, WHYY 90.9 FM. Are you mad or not?
On March 21st, 2021, a man was shot twice on the 15th Street SEPTA platform in Center City. This was the same platform where a SEPTA worker was brutally beaten last week. These events come only 1 month after a mass shooting at Allene Transportation Center. So I'm back in these Philadelphia streets asking Philadelphia residents, does this make them mad or not? Do they feel safe or not?
Keep your radios locked.
I'm not angry, but disappointed at the fact that we don't have enough security down in the subways for everybody. I use the subway going back and forth to work, so I'm cautious, but I'm very concerned.
If you don't mind me asking, what part of the city do you represent?
The Allene section.
What is there to be mad at?
I feel very sorry for the drivers and the security guards that are being attacked for no reason. I think it's a disgrace. They need more staff. I just hope, for the sake of the SEPTA workers, they get a few more staff on and take care of their staff.
WHYY. And if you don't mind me asking, what part of the city do you represent?
Overbrook.
Keep your radios locked.
I've been a daily, well, up until COVID, SEPTA rider from my freshman year of high school till now, so it was about 25 years. I have never felt, except once, an immediate fear of danger, and had nothing to do with a lack of SEPTA employees or not. I feel like it's just an extension of other systemic issues inside and around the city that are gravitating towards openly public places where people can congregate, which is somewhat of an inevitability when you have a pandemic, school funding issues, crime issues, drug issues, you name it. So I feel like we're maybe focusing in on the wrong part of the issue when there's a larger picture issue at hand with the rest of society, and what's going on in SEPTA is just reflecting part of it. I feel for the workers. It is what it is. But at the same time, maybe we're focusing too hard on one minor detail of a larger issue. My name is Marty. I live in South Philly.
Are you mad or not?
Yeah, it make me mad. I think it should be more safe than that. They have to work out a system that where they can try to stop this. You know what I mean? Especially for a SEPTA worker. How you going to work somewhere at your job and get all beat up? But I don't ride SEPTA unless I really have to, you know what I mean? Because I don't think it's safe.
WHYY.
They can do a better job with having the buses and the trains more secure. We need more security. And it can also be cleaner for the elders, the kids, middle age, whatever age. I feel like it should be something to make everybody feel a little bit more comfortable getting home or comfortable going back and forth to work or wherever they're going. You know, nowadays you get on a bus and you're worried, and you shouldn't have to ride public transportation worried and scared. So, yeah.
And if you don't mind just saying, what part of the city do you represent?
South Philly.
Big man, little man.
That make me so angry, and the environment is not clean, and they're always doing something down there. It's just not right down there.
Keep your radios locked.
I never had that experience, but I seen different experiences going on down there while I was down there. Girl got beat, she was howling and screaming, and nobody pays attention, nobody comes to your aid or anything. It's not clean, it's not safe down there at all.
What part of the city you represent?
Philadelphia.
No, but really, what are you mad at?
Once I was on the SEPTA in West Philly, and I saw a guy hiding a woman's purse in his jacket, going from coach to coach, and I reported it to SEPTA police immediately when I stepped off, and he said he couldn't be bothered. He was talking to someone. So that was disappointing to me.
Tune in 90.9 FM. Are you mad or nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.
Yo, hey, can I please get on? Listen, I don't got my 250. I'm gonna have it tomorrow. No, I promise I'm gonna have it tomorrow for you.